a Christian, preferably a Christian child, for ritual purposes. Now, in the pagan world, such things were well known. Dima, you have it today with the Jamaicans or the, you know, what are the guys, Dominican, the hospital. You have it, they Rastafarians. But it's in paganism, it is a common thing that the ritual sacrifice, sacrifice of humans, sacrifice of children because they're still innocent, blood being used in services, etc. In Judaism, it is unknown. Not only unaccepted, it's unknown. But in the Middle Ages, in an illiterate climate, in a superstitious climate, in a bigoted climate, it was not hard to promote such ideas. And in 1144, and this always happens Good Friday, Easter time, because that coincides with Pesach usually. So the Jews needed, so the Christians were always in a frenzy because of Good Friday, at which time the priest had preached a homily of the fact that the Jews crucified Jesus. And that coincided with Pesach. And to make the matzahs, or to make the wine, to mix with the wine, the blood libel was that Christian blood was used. And in 1144, there was a boy by the name of William. Now, William was not as fortunate as you, whom we're going to talk about in a few minutes, because you became a saint, even though it never happened. The kid never died even. But they made him a saint anyway. Which says something, and we'll see that, how in the 13th century, it was not difficult to become a saint. But William, who lived in Norwich, died of an epileptic seizure. Now, epilepsy was known, but it never had a medical explanation. And instead of saying that the child died of an epileptic seizure, for one reason or another, they said that the Jews caught a hold of this William and they bled him to death the same way that they bled Jesus to death on the cross. And there was a pogrom in Norwich in 1144, and that's the first recorded blood libel that we have. And England, therefore, even though it proved hospitable to Jews, had at its base a very inimical attitude towards Jews. And we'll see that good old Richard will use this, because not only was he anti-Semitic, he was, as I mentioned to you, a cunning person who, in order to deflect criticism or problems from himself, would always needed scapegoats. He was the king of England for over 3 decades, and in those 3 decades he spent about 6.5 months in England, which is a good way to have a rabbi. He spent most of his time warring, most of the time trying to take France. He went on crusades. So England suffered, and in order to protect himself, and we'll see, he had a brother, John, who was even blacker than he was. In order to protect himself against all of his enemies, etc., he exploited the situation of the Jews. In 1189, he had himself crowned a number of times. There are at least 3 coronations because of the fact that it was always contested whether he was the right king of England. So every time he came back and he crowned himself again. In 1189, when he was being crowned at Westminster Abbey, so that night the mob performed, so to speak, the first pogrom in the history of England.